We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Loveline with Dr. Chris starts.
3, 2, 1.
Now.
All right. Thank God it's radio. Why? Because I just found something strange in my mouth. I was eating some pad thai before going on the air because, you know, why not stuff your mouth full of food right before you go on the air, right? So anyway, there's a little something. God, I'm a mess, you know? Anyway, it's Monday. We're going to spend it together. So it's the week of Valentine's Day. I know for a lot of people that can bring up all sorts of feelings. For those that are in a relationship that they're happy to be in, it's going to bring up some warmth and excitement. For those in a relationship they don't want to be in, some dread and anxiety. For those that are happily single, they'll say, yeah. For those that are unhappily single, it's going to bring up some deep, dark feelings around that. So as we were saying last week, we got you covered. Tonight we're going to be talking about things to do for Valentine's Day for those that are single, because we all get to participate in this holiday. It's also our question of the night. What is your honest opinion on Valentine's Day? Oh, I can't wait to hear what you all got to say. I know you're not gonna hold back. And then also we're going to be talking about something that it really bums me out. It has to do with polygraphs, lie detectors, and they're on the rise, their use, and I'm going to explain why, and it totally bums me out, but interesting story. So before we get into any news, the Oscars were yesterday. I didn't partake in any way. Last year, I went to a whole bunch of Oscar parties and events, got a new suit, went out to them, blah, blah, blah. This year, I didn't want to participate. I just needed like a really low-key weekend. I didn't even watch. I was just hanging out with friends doing other stuff. It's just one of those weekends. I don't even know that I've seen the films that were nominated. I love the movies conceptually. It's just rare that I go. I was in the desert last weekend, Palm Springs. Shout out Palm Springs. You guys always give me the most amazing weekends. I'm always so happy to have access to y'all. Went to the movies, went and saw Hansel and Gretel. It's actually called Gretel and Hansel. Horrible. Trailer was so well done. Whoever made that trailer, you win an Oscar. But the film itself, talk about a film that had no storyline. Like, literally, I was like, what is this? And the person I was in the movies with was like, I have no idea what's happening. I was like, okay, good. You know what I mean? It was one of those days where I was like, thank God for the food. I was just there for the food that night. Anyway, for those that, though, did watch the Oscars, I hope you all had a great time. Some people get all dressed up. They play that little game where, like, who's going to win? I would lose because I never have any idea what's happening. All right, so Olive Garden. Oh, my gosh. I kind of love this story. So we were talking last week about how there's all different kinds of things that you can do for Valentine's Day. Doritos, if you go on their site, will give you a bouquet made out of Doritos. We were talking about a zoo that will name a salmon after your ex and feed it to a bear and like send you a video. We're talking about a place that will name a cockroach after your ex. I mean, everyone's all in. I love this. There's breakup bars that are pop-ups. So Olive Garden's like, y'all aren't going to outdo us. So I did not hear about this last year, but it started last year. They have a bouquet of breadsticks. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with Olive Garden, one of their most epic offerings is those darn breadsticks. They're the most garlicky, delicious thing in the entire planet. I haven't had them in like decades, but you can get your loved one a bouquet of breadsticks. Look, this is game on. I'm a foodie. Like, you get me a bouquet made of food, love you forever. So they're doing the promotion again from February 13th, that's Thursday, through special dinner. It's a to-go dinner, and you get two breadstick bouquets and a chocolate mint box. Yeah. I don't know the chocolate mint box. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Anyway, yeah, Olive Garden. Well done. Well done. Check out our website, though, wearechannelq.com. You can check out some photos. I mean, there's something kind of funny and adorable about it, though. Oh, I think I'd want like a waffle fry bouquet. Anything potato product, like mashed potatoes, waffle fries. What are the other things? There was another potato. No, not tater tots. It's like mashed potatoes, waffle fries. What's the other really popular potato thing? French fry, but there's like another in the big three.
Potato
Potato chips. Potato chips. Yeah, I, who knows what I'm talking about at this point. A Christian activist, ready for this one? He's suing the NFL because of the Super Bowl halftime show. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, he says, and I quote, made him want to please himself. So he's suing them. Ready for this one? $867 trillion. Like, first off, where's that number come from? Number two, that is a large ask that you are not going to get. And number three, because it made you want to please yourself, when that happens, you know what the answer is? Thank you. Thank you to whoever or whatever it was that made me want to please myself. Like, enjoy that gift. It's a gift. But everyone's tweets in response are amazing. I'm not going to read them all, but there's one where it said, imagine getting so horny that you call an attorney. I put it on my Twitter and I was like, I've been there. But $867 trillion. I want to see him in court talking about why he thinks he's owed that kind of money. Unreal. There's another quote that I wanted to read. He said that he would go into the courtroom and say that viewing what you put on that screen put him in danger of hellfire. So it's always interesting, people's interpretation of implied sexuality, essentially, because that halftime show was a lot. I wouldn't even honestly even say it was implied sexuality. It was just people, you know, doing their thing. But because of some of the movements, there were some quote unquote questionable angles, as he says. He was very upset with some of these angles. Now, listen. We've talked about this a little bit, but we need to learn how to better encounter sexuality. I mean, we're trying to dismantle rape culture. We're trying to work on consent and boundaries. And the way we do that is by learning how to be present around all different kinds of triggers and sexualities, not trying to protect ourselves, because you can't. It exists in the world. It's a healthy thing. But anyway, God bless them. $867 trillion. My God, what a precedent that sets. I will track this powerfully, because this is unreal to me. Okay, coming up next, we're talking about how to spend Valentine's Day if you're single. Question of the night's up on our Loveline IG page. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. Y'all want to go to Miami? South Beach. Well, Miami's holding their big Pride weekend, and that's on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. If you go to wearechannelq.com, we will send you and a guest to Miami Beach, set you up in a gorgeous hotel, and give you two VIP weekend passes. Enter the contest at wearechannelq.com, and you get to experience Miami Beach Pride in VIP style. That is April 3rd through the 5th. Y'all definitely want to do that. Wearechannelq.com, enter to win, because Miami Beach is stunning, and also to get two VIP tickets to Pride, bam! Sip those cold drinks from the VIP bar. Know what I mean? Okay, question of the night's up on our Loveline at G page. Tonight's question is, what's your honest opinion on Valentine's Day? Yep. This is where all y'all haters get to come out and tell me what you think. I get it, though. You know, it's one of those things where Valentine's Day, if you're with someone, if you're happily with someone, it could be a really beautiful day. For those that are unhappily with someone or single and not happy about it, it's a really rough day. And it can make you feel really bad, because it can make you question choices you've made in your life. It can make you think about your desirability and your marketability. Because again, unfortunately, we live in a culture where there are still some standards that are quite ubiquitous around how we expect people to look. So what I'm saying is, give yourself a little bit of a break. You know, be compassionate with yourself. Mental health matters. And on certain holidays, triggers things. You know, holidays are such a beautiful gift on one hand, but then at times they also force us to have to encounter things that we don't during, you know, quote unquote, regular days of the week. So just be kind to yourself. Know that going in. So for those that are in a relationship happily, y'all, we've been giving you ideas all week. But for those that aren't, a couple things. First off, don't feel as though you can't celebrate the day. You know, Valentine's Day gets to be about what you want to make it about. And it can be a day where you honor relationships of all different kinds. It does not have to be centered in romanticism. And so this could be a day where you spend time with family members or friends or people that are important to you. So I like that idea of using that day to kind of honor the people in your life that hold a lot of meaning for you. So know that you can do something that day. Also, I've been to some of these and they're actually pretty rad. You could throw or go to, if you're, you know, if some friend locally is having one of these, but a singles only party. When I first moved to LA, I think it was like a couple years in, there's this person in LA who famously throws this thing called Cupid is Stupid, and it's for singles. And what happens is you get You put on a name tag that has the name of like a famous duo of some kind. I can't remember. I haven't been in years. And you essentially spend the whole night trying to find your missing partner. Like someone else is wearing like a, you know, coordinated name tag. Now that doesn't mean that's someone you're gonna have an interest in, but it's like a fun sub-level to this party. But bigger than that, everyone there is single. And so you can throw one of these. And what happens is you're celebrating it together, and you also have the potentiality of meeting someone that you have a crush on. Now, what's really funny is, I don't remember what my name tag said, but when I found the person at the corresponding one, we were all like, hey, how you doing? And they were like, how you doing? I was like, yeah. We actually dated for a while. Funny enough, stuff works. Yeah. Still see them at the gym. Ah. I don't remember why it didn't go very far, but we hung out for a couple weeks, and it was cute. So singles only parties and dinner parties, it's a thing. They're actually super fun. It's a really great way to honor your singledom, maybe meet someone. So consider that as well. Because again, you get to do something that day. It's Friday. Now, some people want to take it as a day to themselves. I think that's also really beautiful. You don't have to feel as though it has to be relational on any level. So for some people, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to use this as a day to kind of date myself or treat myself. I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's really great when people do things like buy themselves flowers, take the time to cook themselves a meal. You know, it's an act of self-esteem. You know, even though there's no one here witnessing or participating in whatever it is that's happening with me, that doesn't mean it doesn't hold value. Right? It's okay to do things on your own. Buy yourself flowers, cook dinner for yourself, go to the movies. That's really sweet. It's creating an experience for yourself. Like, you are worthy of having fun and pleasure. We don't need to have another human being with us to add value or to legitimize something. So remember that. So still maybe do something. Other people, it's going to be about travel. I think that's really great. We talked about cooking for yourself. I think that's really great. There's also events. So look around, because some people will hold special speed dating events. And I know that a lot of these things kind of still reinforce dating as though that should be the goal, and it doesn't have to be. Singledom is an acceptable place to live. One doesn't always have to be, you know, taking a break from dating or working back towards dating. So know that. I know that some of these are that. But when we were putting this segment together, we were like looking at a lot of different articles and websites to see what they were saying. And like, some of the stuff was so horrible. Like, it was almost borderline offensive. It was almost skewing like, we're just going to throw some things at you. But I think that there's something really great on not letting a holiday necessarily have to feel bad if you can figure out and plan something that feels good for you. I mean, the other ideas that we came up with were things like catching up on your sleep. I mean, I don't know. Like, napping is good. Rest is self-care. But I still like the idea of using that time to go honor yourself and go out in the world and do something for yourself. Like, I think the retreating away from the world could just reinforce a sense of maybe not feeling great, but that's not for everyone. But like, I'm always trying to tell people, you can go out into the world on your own, you know? So you can go to your favorite bar. You can still go to your favorite restaurant. These are also beautiful moments where sometimes people will come approach you. And that's why there's something really beautiful about moving through the world on your own. I tell people that are looking to date, move through the world in a way that makes you approachable and relatable so that people can maybe come and talk to you. Valentine's Day is a really cute day to be out in the world on your own, maybe meet someone. But again, it doesn't have to be about that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this whole polygraph thing. It kind of breaks my heart. We're going to be talking about why there's a rise in polygraph use. It's kind of distressing. So stick around. We'll talk about that. Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on channel Q.
Oh, man. I got one of those new iPhones with the facial recognition. I swear it never recognizes my face. I'm constantly like redoing it, tapping, typing my password in. I thought this was supposed to make things easy. Is it the glasses? I was told it can still read your face with the glasses. Oh my gosh, my own phone doesn't even recognize my face. All right, y'all, Cirque du Soleil, have you been? Stunning. I've never seen shows quite like their Cirque du Soleil shows. Well, guess what, y'all? Channel Q's got you covered, because Volta is coming to Dodger Stadium this Thursday, February 13th. We are giving away 4 tickets to Cirque du Soleil's show, Volta, at Dodger Stadium. Go give us a call, actually, to win them. Yeah, 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. I'll tease it later in the show as well. But 4 tickets. I'm telling you, don't miss out on this. Thursday night. It's amazing. If you haven't been to Cirque du Soleil show, you have to. They're breathtaking. I wish I could go myself, but I'm going to be here on air. Question of the night. What's your honest opinion on Valentine's Day? We're going to hear about it. We'll be doing that later in the show. But right now, I was teasing this, that there's polygraphs. Polygraphs are lie detector tests. And it's on the rise. And I was looking at this article unrelated to this topic, and I stumbled upon this, and I was like, why would these even be on the rise, right? Because these are usually related to police use to solve a crime. So there's someone who goes by the name of the Polygraph Examiner. And basically, he gives polygraphs, right? And he specializes in confirming or debunking cases of infidelity. Now, before I get even deeper into this, the reason why that bums me out is because if you're in a relationship where you can't have honest conversations with your partner about what's working or not working in your marriage or relationship and whether or not they've felt the impulse to step outside of what would have to have been a monogamous commitment, if you can't have that conversation and trust your answer and said you have to go to get a polygraph done, you have a lot of relational issues, unfortunately. And you really need to get into some couples therapy because you can't rely upon a polygraph. And if you do, in order to be able to trust what comes out of your partner's mouth, man, you do not have a relationship psychologically. So the fact that people are relying upon them, what do you even do with the information? You know, if it comes back that they didn't cheat, well, what was causing you to feel as though maybe they were? Like, that goes unresolved. You got to work on that. What was making you think something was up? And if it comes out that they did, what do you do with that then? Either way, there's so much couples work to do. So if you're thinking about this, get in some couples therapy, because I don't want people relying on a polygraph, a lie detector test. So basically, this is what he specializes in. But the reason why it's on the rise is because of Grindr. Now, for those that aren't familiar with Grindr, Grindr is an app for seeking sex partners. It can be used for dating as well and networking, but it's generally sought for sex purposes. And the polygraph examiner, who's this story is about, said that it's on the rise and it's because of things like Grindr. You know, he also says, this is an interesting quote as well, during all the holidays, I see an increase in calls, particularly around Valentine's Day. Now, the Valentine's Day thing I get, other holidays, that's very confusing to me. I don't have information as to what that's about. But, you know, as I said, Grindr, yes. You know, this is what's confusing to me. So Grindr is an app for adults to consensually, those that are available for sex or dating, to go on there and to find a partner. So this article would imply that, and again, this is not a shocker, so I'm not saying that this is like a conclusion I haven't been able to come to on my own, but it's implying that there's a lot of people on those apps that are in monogamous, committed, exclusive relationships. Now, of course, that's not a shocker. But again, if the only way you're going to find out whether or not your partner's cheating on you on Grindr is with a polygraph test, oh my God, how often can you go get them tested? Because these things are at least about $500. I don't remember what the fee is now, but I have familiarity with this. And I think to get an independent test, it's $500 and upwards. So really just ask yourself, if I need that as the only way to get truth for my relationship, we got some other stuff to figure out. That kind of segues us beautifully into this article about whether or not your marriage will last. So I don't agree with a lot of this, but a study was done. This is shocking to me. And they were looking at what are the signs that you have a marriage that's going to last. Because right now the stats are about, it really depends on where you look, but the divorce rate is 50% plus. Wait till you hear what the study shows are the signs as to whether or not your marriage is going to last. It's kind of heartbreaking. What we're going to do is when we come back from the break, we're going to slide into the DMs, and then we'll get deep into this one. Oof, stick around for that. But phone lines, 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. If you want those Cirque du Soleil Volta tickets, or you just want to hang out and ask me a question. Listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we are back. Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. Tonight's question is, what's your honest opinion about Valentine's Day? Don't hold back. Don't hold back. All right, y'all, it's time to slide into those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding in the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world, and we want you to explore it with confidence. Here we go. Hey, Dr. Chris, I've been following a family YouTuber for 2.5 years. The son is really good looking. Huh? He seems really nice. I want to write him a letter and give him my number to him and basically talk to him. He used to have Instagram and doesn't have it any longer. Sorry, it's hard to read. His mom seems nice, so my question is it weird to DM his mom to get his number? Do you think it's going too far and may come off as creepy? Well, here's the truth. If they're interested, they will be so glad you reached out and you will have made their day. If not, that's when it holds the possibility of skewing creepy. I want people to honor the beauty of relationality. And so I want people to take risks. So absolutely hit his mom up. Ask for her son's contact information. I think that's beautiful. That's what people have to do. Those that are single and don't want to be, this is an example of where we often get in our own way because we're afraid of embarrassing ourselves or generating shame. And in fact, feel really good when you make these bold moves. And if you get rejected, cool. That's okay. Get back up and do it again. It's a compliment when you hit on someone. If you do it appropriately, it's a compliment. And if someone hits on you and you're not interested, I want you all to say, hey, thanks for doing that. That's great. Unfortunately, you know, the chemistry's not there for me, but, you know, thanks for putting a smile on my face. And I want people to keep doing that. So don't shame someone if they appropriately ask you out. And I want people to give that compliment to others. When in doubt, go up and hit on someone. I've held myself accountable to that at different parts of my life, and I'm always so glad I did, and it didn't always go the way I wanted. There's often times where someone was like, hey, I'm in a relationship, and I was like, awesome. And other times they're like, oh my gosh, no one does that. Like, for sure, here's my number. And then we wound up going out that day or, you know, the day after. I think there's something really beautiful in that. So put yourself out there. Take those risks. I think it's a beautiful thing. Commit to extending yourself and going into that vulnerability the next time you have interest in someone. So no, it's not creepy at all. That's how things should be. If you have an interest in someone, you reach out, you make yourself known and see if they reciprocate. So yeah, ask and get the number. I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm always encouraging people to do that. We need more of that, you know? Because as I say, we can't put the responsibility on other people to ask us out or hit us up. We have to be willing to go do that, regardless of your gender. Doesn't matter if you're female or male presenting. Hit on people, ask out the people you're interested in. And if they're interested, you'll be glad you did. They'll be glad you did. And if not, it's good to know, you know, it's kind of one of those things we have to take a risk. So, yeah, I want y'all to do that this week. If you're single and don't want to be, commit to at least hitting on one person this week, at least one person. I'd prefer it be three. And I don't care how you do it. You can DM them on the IG. You can text them, Facebook them, leave a note on their car. I don't even care. It's cute. It's adorable. Walk across the coffee shop. But be bold. I even when not interested, when someone hits on me, I'm always so complimented. And I always respond with care and just say, you know, hey, you know, I'm not interested, but like, thank you for taking the time to do that. That's really amazing. You put a smile on my face for the day. Like, thank you. It's a beautiful thing. Slide in the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sexy world. We want you to explore with confidence. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this ridiculous piece of research that tells you whether or not your marriage is going to last. Oh my gosh, it's a mess. Listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
Love Line
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
Oh, I was just about to start singing that song and it cut. What is that, Rihanna? Riri? Dropping something on us? Oh, man. For the break, I was talking about the rise in polygraph exams, lie detector tests, because of Grindr. Oh, God bless. Seriously. $500 to $900 a pop. In some places, even $1,200 because you can't trust your partner. What are you doing then? Seriously. What are you doing if that's the route you need to go to find out whether or not this person is worthy of trust? It's truly heartbreaking. I feel like I talk about this trust topic at least once a show. It's that important and that deep. It's just wild. Y'all get in relationships with people that are worthy of trust so you can actually practice trusting, you know? Ay vey. All right, some more ridiculousness. Ready? So a study was done. Oh, my God. Famous last words. But, you know, the divorce rate's pretty high, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm happy that people are taking care of themselves and leaving relationships that aren't working for them for whatever reasons. So that we want to be thoughtful when we look at these stats and say, oh, these marriages are ending. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. We need to really weigh in on the compatibility of those relationships and also what's going on. What's the level of health that's happening in there? Now, having said that, this study was looking at signs that your marriage is built to last forever. Now, there's a lot of problems in this research, and we'll kind of talk about some of it. But it's also just very interestingly classist. So the number one sign that they were looking at that says that your marriage is built to last long term is if you had an extravagant wedding. Now, correlation is not causation. And what that means is just because people that had an extravagant wedding happen to stay together doesn't mean it's because of the extravagant wedding. It could be because of other factors that led to this extravagant wedding. It could be said that couples that have more money to spend, aka the ability to have an extravagant wedding, have less financial pressures, and therefore they're able to maybe get into couples therapy and better handle some bumps along the road. So there's pieces like that we want to know. That's not built in the study. I'm putting that in there. But the research said that couples who had a wedding with more than 200 people, such a bizarre number, are 12.5 times less likely to get divorced than couples who have a small wedding. Oh, my God. So everyone's like, all right, make sure you got 200, babes. We need five more people. We're only at 195. Now, again, not everyone can afford to have a wedding with 200 or more people. And that does not mean that your marriage is not going to last because it was a smaller wedding. Like, that is just not how it goes. I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this work for decades, relationships are not falling apart because of the size of their wedding. They're just not. It's because of the health or the compatibility and chemistry within that partnership. Another one ties into the first one is your marriage is more likely to last if you're both financially stable. Okay, kind of the same reasoning I was saying earlier. The number they threw out is the combined income is over $125,000 per year. Well, of course, the marriage maybe survives because they're, again, able to get their basic needs met, maybe afford childcare, get into couples therapy if needed, which, by the way, though, $125,000 a year for two people, like, they're not living in L.A. because that's going to lead to a lot of financial stresses. Because we were looking at what rents are in L.A. for a single bedroom. Like, this study must have been somewhere outside of a major urban environment because that would not be working here in LA. Anyway, I digress. Now, the pieces that I do agree with is, again, in the study, they were saying the signs that a relationship will last longer is that the individuals in the relationship are open with each other. They express and expose vulnerabilities. That I agree with. The couples that will discuss how they feel about each other, where they are in terms of the relationship, it allows people to have more sense of power and control, but also the ability to work on things. So yes, a relationship that's rooted in talking openly is going to have more longevity. That's meaningful to me. I agree with that. Also, what I agree with is when they said that the ones that survive are the ones where they focus on the good instead of the bad. I agree with that as well. Some relationships get really rooted in constant complaining and critique. That's exhausting and that's toxic and could start to skew emotionally abusive. And so those relationships shouldn't last. I wouldn't want them to last. So what does that mean on the other end? It means try to focus more on the good. You know, try to focus on what is working, what does feel good about your partner, because that's there too, at the same time as all these things you're critiquing. Another one they threw out there was that the couples that lasted longest were ones that dated for a long time before marrying. Perhaps, I mean, they're saying it's about 3 years prior. You know, again, it's really, I don't believe, rooted in length of time you dated, as though they're saying, well, if they dated for a long time before marriage, they got to know each other. Okay. You know, that's true. But, delaying marriage isn't going to promise that it's longer as much as how compatible is this couple. And that's, again, what it really boils down to. Another odd one was the study said that the couples that last longest are the ones that went on a honeymoon. You know, again, for couples that can afford that, that can take the time off of work, childcare, also pay for that honeymoon, not generate income from not working. So again, like, we have to be very thoughtful about what the study is saying and who it's done on. But they said that couples who go on a honeymoon directly after they get married are 41% less likely to get divorced. I don't really know how to digest that one. I know it's very bizarre. And then this final comment, I actually don't agree with at all, and I think it's problematic. They say the couples that work the best and go the longest are the ones where they don't care about looks. I'd also say that's going to be a relationship that's really rooted in low levels of passion, romanticism, eroticism, and sex. And so maybe they're together for a long time, but how happy is the quality of that partnership? That's unfortunate. I want people to be in relationships with people they're attracted to. The whole reason why we're in romantic relationships is for romance. Otherwise, it's friendship. And maybe that's why those last. They don't care about looks. There's low passion, low sexuality. They're like friends, all's well. But I don't think that that's the purpose of romantic relationships. And I think that's a loss of the beauty. Date and have sex with people you're attracted to only. I think that that's a stunning, powerful thing. So that part I completely disregard. These studies never cease to amaze me. They're ridiculous. Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. It's what's your honest opinion on Valentine's Day. If you want your DM answered on Loveline, go to our Loveline IG page, slide on into those DMs. That's where the DMs come from. You will hear your question answered on air, or you can give us a call, 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. Coming up next, we've got Dr. Evan Goldstein joining us, and then we'll be doing Question of the Night. Listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com. All right, we're back. And of course, with Dr. Evan Goldstein, founder and president of Bespoke Surgical. So every time you come by, you always have a few things that kind of blow my mind. You know, as long as I've been doing this, you get to a point where you're like, oh, I think I kind of know it all. I heard it all. You're always like dropping these gems where I'm like, ah, great perspective. So some of the things that people bring up is anal sex. We're in this time culturally where that's kind of what everyone's asking about, gay, straight. So tips for tops.
Tips for tops. Wow. So one is to become a bottom, because then you'll know what it feels like to be penetrated and kind of go from there. I think one of the things for us is really to understand the perspective of the bottom and really to kind of guide and really be able to make the next move. This is like a play by play. And I think one of the things first is tons of lubrication, right? Also, really making sure that people are choosing the right initial entry positions.
Okay.
Because I think that, you know, at the top, all they want to do is just lube it up, if that, and just stick it in. But that's just not how it rolls, right?
And talk about this, just the direction of an anal canal. I mean, they're not all going to be just a straight linear path, correct?
There's three sets of muscles.
Okay.
So you're basically going to hit three barriers before you get full relaxation. And it just takes time for those to relax. So I think as a good top, one is foreplay is so amazing beforehand, really getting good relaxation. If you want to do finger play, if you want to do toys before, just to get those three muscles set and relaxed and also really well lubricated.
Because I think something you said last time that was really profound and it was very permission giving was that people might want to practice for anywhere 2 to 4 weeks, and that you can't say like tonight's the night, we're going all the way, we're going all in, and expect it to necessarily be very relaxing and comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's specific to our community, the gay community, but even in the straight world, people think that you can go from nothing to 60 miles an hour and be able to take it. And the answer is no. So there needs to be a stage of pre-dilating. And hopefully the bottom is empowered and is able to do that beforehand. But as a newer bottom or as a top that's going to kind of really learn the right way to actually top, you need to anticipate that it's going to take some time. And I think communication is so key, making sure that you're not putting that person in a position where there is going to be injury, and knowing like, hey, this is not going the way that it's supposed to go, and how do I kind of take it back a little bit? But I think the key component is a lot of lube, getting that relaxation in those three sets of muscles. And like you said, the angulation is different in anybody. So yes, it should be a direct path for about 5 to 6 centimeters, and then it takes an angle. So in certain people, having them in certain positions would make it either harder or simpler to actually engage.
Right, so it's going to be subjective, because I know that was my experience where there's certain positions that you see or certain positions that you might eroticize in your mind. That doesn't necessarily mean that once you engage in it that your body's going to kind of fall in line with that.
Totally, and I think that that's the interesting thing also is, you know, there's the prostate, there's the pelvic floor, there's the pelvic wall, and all of those can have different sensations. And especially from a top perspective too, what feels good for a top may not necessarily feel good from a bottom's perspective. And it's just changing the pelvic angle just a little bit. Either the top is changing or the bottom, to now make it pleasurable for everybody.
Yeah, and I also just psychologically, I like the idea of a top bottoming, just because one of the goals I have this year for people is to try to push and expand their quote unquote orientation around what positions they prefer. Because we all, in theory, have the capacity to be tops and bottoms once we've worked through like penis size shame or power dynamics or homophobia or femphobia, like whatever it is. And so someone might realize in bottoming in preparation to top that this is actually more pleasurable than I thought or more comfortable with it. And then they become first.
Totally. And I
what
think
a
that,
great place to be.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the realistic picture is just using toys on your own at your own speed, in your own room, by yourself, straight, gay, whatever, and slowly starting to see, hey, does it work? A lot of it will work from a pelvic floor perspective, even just for better defecating. You know, just being able to kind of understand that component. And then slowly a lot of people come back and they're like, that was totally pleasurable. I'm so into it.
So I actually want to go back into the defecating piece. Yeah. Most of our listeners are probably like, no, please keep going. However, speak more to that, the connection between better defecation. What would that mean?
Well, it's just a lot of people are just super tight.
Okay.
You know, and all of our, you know, we sit all day long. That's where the contraction is. I always say the anal cavity is contracted 99.9% of the day, right? That's where the muscle is. So just learning how to relax will, just by using the small toys, et cetera, will then allow for proper defecating, proper positioning. What's the right way? You know, people talk a lot about the squatty potty.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And it changes the angle. It just changes it. You don't need the squatty potty. You could just put a couple of books there if you wanted to. But that angle may not be the best for everybody. And so it's just understanding that, using toys, using sex in the right way, and then you'll start to see that it'll really help relax the pelvic floor, help with defecating, and then hopefully transfer people into the sex world.
You just gave the most powerful argument for someone who's verse and is dating someone who's top only to maybe get them to try bottoming. It's for pelvic floor health.
Exactly.
It's for better defecation. Come on, babe.
This is all community based.
Yeah. It's for your total health. But I love that because I think, you know, sometimes people think it's, you know, anal sex is just about like giving someone pleasure, and like it's just so much bigger than that. And so I always like kind of adding on all these other elements, because I work with some people where they reduce it down to just a menial sex act, and why won't my partner get off of that? And it's bigger than that.
Totally. And I think that it takes time also for people to learn how to get off on that. You know, and the initial receptors may actually be diminishing and or painful, and you know, and we'll get to that with some other stuff we talk about, but I think that, you know, anal sex should not be painful, right? And
that's a profound statement, though, that a lot of people aren't aware of or aren't aware of or also don't know as a way to empower themselves, right? Where they're
correct,
like afraid of it, or they're having sex that's painful and they don't realize that like we need to stop and like regroup.
Yeah. And I think that that's where setting the stage for success is, how do you analyze all of these things that we spoke about to now allow people to get where they need to go? And that's slow down, lots of lube, use training kits, and kind of do all of these things that will allow people to get to where they need to go. Again, it's a muscle, and it just takes time to train that. Bam. And also the sensations to make sure that it's pleasurable.
Dr. Evan Goldstein of Bespoke Surgical, where can people find you?
The best is Instagram, Bespoke Surgical. You can do Facebook. We're all over the place. I do a lot of blogging on Medium.com. Through our offices.
Groups. Beautiful. Listening to Love Line with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Line with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, y'all. Cirque du Soleil, Volta. It's coming to Dodger Stadium this Thursday, February 13th. You want to go? We got 4 tickets for you. Give us a call. 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. And you get 4 tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Volta at Dodger Stadium this Thursday, February 13th. Oh, my God. Cirque du Soleil is amazing. All right. Time for Question of the Night.
Question of the Night.
All right. Tonight's question was, what is your honest opinion on Valentine's Day? Y'all said, look into Valentine's culture in Japan. It's very different from Western and maybe pretty good. Ah, we will. So we'll make note of that. We'll look at Valentine's Day culture from Japanese culture. Someone else said, I love it, but I always get disappointed because my husband knows nothing of romance. Oh, that made me sad. Maybe tell him what it is you like. I'm a big fan of people saying, hey, for my birthday, I'd love this. Or for Valentine's Day, I'd love if we could. Also, no, create the Valentine's Day you want to have. You can let your partner know what you'd love to have. But more importantly, you do it. You make it romantic. It's still romantic if we set it up and they're there with us. But don't always, you know, play that role of like, you know, I'm victimized because they don't do. Do it. Set it up. That's what I do. I'm having the Valentine's Day I want to have. Your thoughts on Valentine's Day? Someone said, been with my high school sweetheart for 18 years. It's whatever. We don't bother. Now, I don't know if to say to that, yay, womp womp. But 18 years, good for you. You know how to do the work. Someone else said, my shady scheduler gave me Valentine's Day off, and she knows my butt is single. Ooh. That is shade. Honest opinion on Valentine's Day. Someone said, corporate America trying to profit. My boyfriend and I never celebrate it. We just don't really care. I get it. Someone else said irrelevant. Someone else said pointless. Someone else said it's all right. Someone said, meh, it's a commercial holiday. Well, you know what, y'all? I'm going to Toronto for Valentine's Day. That's right. I'm celebrating it, whooping it up. So don't yuck my yum. Opinion on Valentine's Day. Someone said, love should be celebrated year round. Not just by loved ones, but my friends and family. I'm here for that. Someone else said, it's a nice gesture. It's what you make of it. People can be annoying about it, just like any holiday. I know. It can get a little overwhelming. Someone else said, it's way overrated. Someone said, it should be fun and cute. Doesn't have to be expensive. Agreed. Somebody else said, it's overrated. Buy those things year-round. I agree with that. Other opinions on Valentine's Day. I don't like that holiday. Some people called it Single Awareness Day, and I'm very single. I know. But we talked about that. Where, you know, it is Single Awareness Day, but there's still way, you know, beautiful things you can do if you're going to celebrate. So I said, I love a special occasion to break routine and celebrate with my bae. Yeah, a lot of people that are all for it are ones that are in newer relationships or happy ones. Someone else said their honest opinion on Valentine's Day. They said 69. All right. Yeah, all right. Someone else said, hate it. Commodification of affection plus promotion of romantic love over other types. All right. I hear you. I'm playing into it this year. I'm commodifying my affection this year. Someone said, I love it. It's a celebration of love. Somebody else said, it's a dumb holiday created by Hallmark. You should appreciate your significant other every day. I do agree with that, though. I really do. But for those that don't, it's a way to like really swoop in there, you know, raise that ante. Someone else said, I think it's a waste of time. Someone else said, love your page. Thanks. Somebody else said, marketing scheme to make money. Someone else said, it's a Hallmark holiday for capitalism. I'm worthy of love every day. I am too. Can you all tell the person I'm spending Valentine's Day with that I am worthy of that kind of love every day? Someone else said, my partner and I used to treat ourselves to an extra fancy dinner. I also always make a point to celebrate my friendship love. I think we should all display love every day, but sometimes people need a reminder. I like it. There it is. Final answer is Valentine's Day. For those that are not in a happy relationship or are single, make it a friendship day. Take your friends out. Go out with your friends. Make them little cards. Send them gifts. I think that's a beautiful, adorable. That's good. I'm going to try to do some friend stuff too. Someone said, to me, it's just another day. Why have the person I love do something special that day? What about the other days? I know. All right. So a lot of you were poo-pooers. We got a lot of Loveline listeners that are not down for it. They're poo-pooers. They're poo-pooing on it. It's all right. We're here for that. We take all thoughts. God bless it. All right. Coming up next, we're going to be sliding into those DMs. But if you want those Volta tickets, 833-LOVE-001. Listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on channel Q.
All right, Miami, you want to go? Channel Q. We are channelq.com. We will send you and a friend to beautiful Miami Beach, set you up in a gorgeous hotel, and give you two VIP passes to Pride in Miami. April 3rd through the 5th. That's right. Go to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win. Bam, ba da bam, bam. Miami Beach Pride. Yeah, that's some fun stuff. You and a friend. Do your thing. All right, y'all. Time to slide in those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sex of world and we want you to explore with confidence. Hey, Dr. Chris, do you think it's wrong to ask my partner to pay for my phone bill for Valentine's Day? They won't stop asking what I want for Valentine's Day and I don't want anything at all. Actually, the only thing I can think of is for my phone bill to get paid, which happens to be due on the 14th of every month. Do you think it's offensive to ask? No, I think that's awesome. I think if someone says, what would you like for, you know, Christmas, your birthday, whatever it is, tell them you want your bill paid. There's nothing more frustrating than having this, like a need for your bill to get paid, and instead they buy you something you don't need or want. Essentially, they're wasting money. So instead of having them do whatever they might do, get you that cookie cake, I don't know, breadstick bouquet or whatever it is, tell them you want your phone bill paid. I would rather give someone something they wanted than to give them something more traditional and have them hate it. Like, hey, babe, here's a candle and some flowers. And meanwhile, you're like, phone bill is due. You know what I mean? Because it's also for them. Like, if your phone gets cut off, then what? Right? Anyway.
Figure it out.
If you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. So, yes, tell them you want your phone bill paid. Sign the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms. It's a big old sex world. We want you to explore with confidence. We are channelq.com. That's where our show is podcasted. You can go back, listen to all ones, post them, share them. We'll be back tomorrow night talking a little bit more about some Valentine's Day stuff. Question of the night will be up on. When do we put the question of the night on? Is that in the mornings? In the morning. Yeah. All right, y'all. Thanks for hanging out with me. And y'all have an awesome, awesome night.